Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast and on video is Ian James, Chief Executive Officer of Silver Bullet Data Services, SBDS. A ticker there. Ian, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Great to see you as always.
Yeah, and where are you at the moment? Nice backdrop they got there.
Well, I'm back in our US business today, actually, Justin. So doing a lot of client work out here. We've got lots of new interesting developments that we're taking to market. And of course, over half of our revenues now are generated through our global clients and our US or Americas business. So I tend to spend a lot more time this side of the pond than I used to.
Yeah, well, I bet you're missing the weather. So, exactly. That's what we're talking about, digital advertising, huge market. And of course, the biggest market within that market is in the US. Now, the reason you're coming on is essentially there's been some news out about Google. And of course, there's two parts of your business that are complementary to each other. There's the consultancy and, of course, 4D AI. And that deals with the third-party cookie deprecation. Now, there's been some news about Google. Now, they've been delaying about deprecating or getting rid of third-party cookies. And now there's some reports out, and it's quite vague, these reports, but they're saying that now Google are delaying again. So spread some light on this, if you could, if you know more than what's happening?
It's probably one of the biggest frustrations in the advertising or the digital advertising market today, really, Justin. You know, the ever-present unknown of what Google will do with their Chrome browser in terms of enabling third-party cookies or tracking data to be dropped in your browser when you're browsing the internet, which clearly is in contravention of regulation now in terms of privacy, but is a thorny issue from a regulatory position for Google and for the whole industry, and one that is not easy to solve. However, what it means is that this slight delay that Google are talking about today doesn't materially affect the way that clients think. And what clients want, the advertisers themselves, is just clarity on how they can connect with consumers in a meaningful way using data that is privacy compliant. And that's what we set up Silver Bullet to help clients to work out. So that is what we exist for, to help clients untangle this rather thorny web of privacy and regulatory issues, but more importantly, how they can connect very efficiently and effectively for using their marketing dollars to build their businesses. So, you know, this issue around deprecation of the cookie is one of many our clients face, and we help them to solve. You know, most importantly, we help them with first party data, for example, how they can use their customer data more effectively. We partner with companies like Salesforce and other companies like Salesforce that enable that to happen using smart technology. But we're really a company that unlocks value across that whole ecosystem. And of course, we have, as you said, 4D AI, which is specifically targeted at helping our clients to unlock the value of their advertising dollars without using cookies. And frankly, Justin, a delay by Google is one component of an ecosystem that's already moved away from cookies. And that clients are already using platforms like ours, 4D AI, to target not using cookies. So this isn't really a kind of pivotal moment, to be honest with you. It's already happening and happened. Most of the ecosystem, like Mozilla and Apple-owned Safari, have already banned third-party cookies. Apple's recent statement was that privacy is a fundamental human right. That's quite a big, bold statement, really. So these are just the backdrop, really, of the big transformation that's already happening. It's not about waiting for Google to make decisions. So really, I think from a market perspective, in terms of our business, if you like, then this is only another indicator of why Silver Bullet's in the right place, doing all the right things around privacy first, marketing, enabling clients to thrive in this new transformed ecosystem.
Yeah, well, you would assume the organized businesses, the big brands, and you deal with some very big brands, are a bit more organised and waiting until the last minute. And so they will be, you know, sorting this out, their, you know, their campaigns without, you know, third-party cookies way before the deadline appeals. But Google is still saying it's going to happen in maybe, they're not quite sure, but I think it's 2025. I like it to interest rates. Everyone's trying to guess when interest rates are coming down. They are coming down. There's no one trying to guess the month. It is going to come down. It's like, you know, and this is, the privacy data is even more important. Google can't track their feet on this. It's about people's data, you know?
Correct. The deprecation of the cookie is almost like the tip of the iceberg, if you like, in terms of all of the issues that surround migrating clients and their behaviours to wrap around new consumer privacy regulation and also consumer expectation. So your expectation not to be stalked around the web, your expectation to be able to be addressed in content environments that are appropriate to the advertisement being sent to you or served to you. So these are just expectations for consumers and also you know, privacy regulations that need to be adhered to, regardless of the deprecation of the cookie. Now, the deprecation of the cookie is going to happen anyway, all right? And it's already happened in lots and lots of the ecosystem already, more than 40%, 50% probably, more than 50%, I think now, of the entire browser market is cookie, third-party cookie-free. So, you know, it just, again, highlights the fact that Google are always going to attract attention. Their earnings are coming up. It's always going to attract the deprecation story. But the fact of the matter is they are deprecating the cookie, whether it happens in November or whether it happens in February or even another time. Then that's kind of secondary to the fact that clients, like you said, are already changing and adapting to this new market.
Yeah. Well, I just want to share the screen with you. This is your trading update there, which is worth looking at. And it just sort of, you know, this is for the end of 2023, 42% growth to 8.3 million. And like I say, and most of that is from the customer experience side, of course. And yet already, what date was this? This was on the 29th of February, already end of month two, and literally already booked of, 5 million there of revenue, 1.1 for 4DAI. So just explain, I mean, because I think people can get their head around 4DAI. It's like, you know, it's a kind of thing that helps, you know, advertisers not use cookies. It looks at contextual advertising, where to place your adverts, what works better for you. But the customer experience, give an example, if you could, a case study of where you've helped the client and what you do for them.
Yeah, so it's a really good question, Justin. Thanks for it. So, look, the thing I always orientate our company back to: what do clients need? And what clients need, clients such as, you know, our big CPG clients, as noted here, other clients that we have are in the hospitality space. But what all of those clients have a common theme for really is needing to create better customer experiences, engage with customers in a more meaningful way, both in digital spaces and in physical spaces. So that's the retail experience, but also the engagement with their products. An example would be where we help a big global CPG in the pet care business who need to adapt to how they engage with vets, for example, to sell their nutrition products. So their pet nutrition products. What that means is how do they move from being a business that connects directly through retail to one that connects directly to the customer. So to do that, they need to enable themselves to manage their customer data. So they need to deploy, in this particular case, customer data platforms. So we deploy those customer data platforms. In this case, it might be Salesforce Marketing Cloud. So we will help them to devise the strategy for the deployment of that technology to enable them to manage that customer data. We'll then work with them to deploy that data for more effective communications with those vets, for example, in this particular case, to sell more product to those vets in a meaningful way. Some of that, of course, will start to lean towards media and how media or advertising can play a role in that, not just direct marketing. So increasingly, we'll look to export that first-party data into the media or advertising environments. And some of that, of course, can be used through our 4D AI platform to target said vets, not through cookie-based targeting, but through contextual targeting using our cookie-less solution. So, and that will be one of many applications that we might undertake on behalf of the client. So, so it's in essence, what we do is enable better customer experiences through the smart use of data in all of its forms. And we help clients navigate their way through that particular maze of choices. So we give them advisory, but we also do very active services and deployment of our products and other products from the enterprise technology suite, such as Salesforce. So, so we really give a comprehensive full service to our clients to solve or give them solutions for the bigger problem of marketing using data.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, advertising, like I said, if no one's aware of this, I keep mentioning this because I'm just astounded by the numbers. It's about 700 billion a year. as a market, digital advertising, and it's growing. And it's not growing slowly. And it's like, it's going to be over a trillion by 2030. So, and it's like, you know, any business, it's like running the business is one thing. Marketing the business is another thing completely. And sometimes there's no expertise in that. You can have a great product. And of course, you want to get out there and you have to know ways of, because of course, the landscape changes all the time, doesn't it? How you market it in a digital experience, you know, in a digital world. Is something you have to use experts for. So the backdrop, the market is huge anyway and growing. And it's like 4DAR on top of it, which is happening. But I suppose people just being a bit spooked. And you're in this market, you know, like, so when it's selling. You know?
We are just at the start of most of our clients' transformation journey to address exactly what you've described, which is a completely transformed landscape. If you think the final big transformation is going to be in the TV market, where you see, you know, I'm sure your behaviors have changed how you watch TV. It's a simple one to understand. You know, increasingly the advertising inventory that used to be analog TV is now cordless or in effect digital. So that CTV or connected TV inventory is entering into the ecosystem where 4DAI plays. So, you know, 4DAI is built to read that inventory. So the context of that inventory so that we can then present ads in a much more meaningful and effective way. So as we see TV advertising crossing over into the programmatic media space or programmatic advertising space, then as you said, you know, the market's only consistently growing. So our backdrop is a significantly large market with some big problems to solve around data, and privacy wraps all around that. And we're in a good position as a company to deliver that. And it's borne out by the growth consistently year over year. And we hope to see that continue.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think there's anything I watch live now apart from maybe sport. And so you're watching everything. And one of the first things that struck me when you could start, you know, fast forwarding stuff is, how does this impact the advertisers? Because they're not going to scrolling past the adverts, you know?
Well, you raise a good point. So, you know, it's increasingly putting pressure on advertisers to make sure that you present your ad in a compelling way. So a good creative execution, because remember when ads were great? I do. I'm probably a bit too old. You know, when ads were the TV ads were dominant. So creative is becoming very, very important to the whole process. Yeah. But equally, it's presenting your message where we come in, presenting your message in a meaningful way within the right context at the right time. Because what the cookie's done is really dilute some of those key advertising principles where tracking around the web on a third party cookie is not the most effective way to advertise your brand. And it certainly isn't the most the smartest way. Being stalked across the internet using a third-party cookie is not necessarily what consumers want to have as a really engaging experience. So context is an absolutely, we believe, a crucial factor in combating things like ad skipping, but also presenting ads in an environment where you're going to be super effective. So being more efficient in where you present those ads using platforms like 4DAI is only going to improve the customer experience and therefore the effectiveness of the advertising.
Yeah. And just one final thing. I mean, you know, so you're in America, 50% of your business is done out there, which is quite good because at the moment, I mean, there's a little bit of discrepancy between central banks, who's reducing interest rates first, because American economy is very strong. It's not like ours. And I mean, they will have a problem with inflation because people are still spending a lot. And I mean, I think GDP is at 3%. Ours is flatlining. Europe is flatlining. So two different markets. So how is business at the moment? Is it going strong?
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I'll be spending most of my time, and we're investing heavily in the US in terms of where we see opportunity is here. It's not that we don't see opportunities elsewhere. We're actually growing well in UK and in our Australian business for Asia Pac. So our Asia Pac business continues to grow. So it's not that we're ignoring the rest of the world, but you know, to your point, the macroeconomics are certainly more in our favor here. It's also a very dynamic advertising market. As you said, it's the biggest advertising market. We've worked really hard to earn our right to play here in terms of being able to earn the respect of significant clients, and also to have a platform that really does scale in this biggest of all advertising markets. So we IPO'd with that really as the backdrop. So we raised funds at IPO nearly 3 years ago now to develop this side of the business, and it's proving to be a sound investment. So, you know, this is a dynamic market and we're excited to be in it. And I'm certainly spending most of my time here now, and we're, as I said, we're investing in more capability to grow it.
Yeah, thanks for stuff. Well, like I said, if anyone needs any reassurance, just look at the trading update in and also the contract renewals. But like you say, already 5 million booked at the end of February, and that's going to be the last, so 8.3 million. You've done, you know, three quarters of the revenue almost, and what was it, 2 months into the year. So it's looking good. Ian, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate the platform. See you soon.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The contents of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.